Father Arnall's face looked very black, but he was not in a wax. He was laughing. Then Jack Lawton cracked his fingers, and Father Arnall looked at his copybook and said,
"Right, bravo, Lancaster! The Red Rose wins! Come on now, York, forge ahead!"
Jack Lawton looked over from his side. The little silk badge with a red rose on it looked very rich, because he had a blue sailor top on. Stephen felt his own face red, too, thinking of all the bets about who would get first place in elements, Jack Lawton or he. Some weeks Jack Lawton got the card for first, and some weeks he got the card for first. His white silk badge fluttered and fluttered as he worked at the next sum and heard Father Arnall's voice. Then all his eagerness passed away, and he felt his face quite cool. He thought his face must be white, because it felt so cool. He could not get out the answer for the sum, but it did not matter. White roses and red roses, those were beautiful colours to think of. And the cards for first place and second place and third place were beautiful colours too. Pink and cream and lavender. Lavender and cream and pink roses were beautiful to think of. Perhaps a wild rose might be like those colours. And he remembered the song about the wild rose blossoms on the little green place. But you could not have a green rose. But perhaps somewhere in the world you could. The bell rang, and then the classes began to file out of the rooms and along the corridors towards the refectory. He sat looking at the two prints of butter on his plate, but could not eat the damp bread. The tablecloth was damp and limp, but he drank off the hot weak tea which the clumsy scullion, girt with a white apron, poured into his cup. He wondered whether the scullion's apron was damp too, or whether all white things were cold and damp.